Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art Show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinnock. So the episode 50 live stream has come and gone, and it was amazing. I just want to thank you to all my special guests. We were streaming live on Facebook in the Facebook group for Passion Behind the Art from 12 noon to 9:30 at night. Man, I mean, we had such a good time. Laughs, live musical performances, just a good time. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. I want to give a shout out to Inch by Inch, Bob Ewing, Drew Hill. We were able to give away something from Inch by Inch. I want to give a shout out to Kyle Courtwright from Logo Wave. He gave out something from Logo Wave. I want to give a shout out to Lisa Quine. We were able to give out something from her shop. And Scotty Russell, who from Perspective Collective, we were able to give away something from his shop also. Just thank you to everyone who just came and participated and laughed with us and just enjoyed a great time. We were able to share some practical and clear and actionable advice and knowledge. The focus of the live stream was building relationships and some step-by-step practical things you can do, you can start doing the minute you leave the live stream. So here is the first part of the series, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks again. Episode 50. It's just the beginning. Oh my gosh, it's just the beginning.
How important relationships are. Talk a little bit about like the importance of relationships.
Right. Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, this is something that I learned pretty late in my career. My career being, you know, not coming up on 9 years here, and man, just in the past few years, started to learn just how important it was, not just from the perspective of, you know, gaining clients or, you know, getting more projects, collaborating on stuff. You know, besides that, it's just being a support for one another. You know, to have someone or a few people, handful of people out there that are, you know, in your corner and get what you're doing. They're like-minded and in a, you know, a similar creative field, for instance, you know, in my, from my perspective, it's design, but it could be any type of creative field, right? You know, my wife is an amazing person and awesome, and she's very creative-minded. But there's certain things that she doesn't necessarily get compared to someone else who's, you know, kind of been through it, you know, a freelancer in design, for instance. So, you know, it's, there's a difference there, and no one ever likes to feel like they're in this alone, you know? And so just from that perspective, to have a band of brothers, band of sisters, maybe a little bit of both, you know, kind of in your corner and coming along, feeling like you're kind of coming along for the ride. You can get feedback, critiques, things like that. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man. I think it's kind of a tool. I mean, if you think of like just practical things being a tool, like it's probably the best tool that is out there that not enough people are using. The what relationships can do for you and how much it can help you. I think that's probably one of the things that so much people have it in the palm of their hands and they don't use it or they don't seek it out. So because we're a little bit behind in trying to get this technical difficulty going, like, give us some practical things that people can leave with. Some things that people can leave with to right now. They finish, they leave this live stream, and they can go and do it.
Yeah. So, you know, go for the low-hanging fruit is what I would say. So, to me, number one on that list would be Google My Business, so local SEO, search engine optimization. Man, I mean, there's so many designers I see that are really leaving money on the table when it comes down to it, where they haven't optimized or utilized their Google My Business listing. So it's free to sign up. You can optimize it for certain keywords in your niche. And then obviously have those relevant eye-catching images in there. Ask some of your past clients to give reviews so you have those solid reviews on there. And, you know, that's really easy. You know, that's a quick win. And those are the best kinds of wins there. Number two, I've had a lot of, good things happen from just hopping on a call. So I think, Daryl, we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but man, I wrote a post a while back. I started to realize, man, you know, I was strictly email or mostly email. Sometimes I was meeting in person, sometimes over the phone, but a lot of it was email. Leads were coming in and they just weren't landing at a high percentage like I wish they were at the time. And it's gone up since then, but emails were landed at about 21%. And I started to hop on a call here or there. I was like, wow, you know, I'm landing more of these clients, you know, when I can actually talk to them, you know, and it makes sense, but it's one of those things you don't really think of, you know, at the beginning, or I didn't at least. So I just started taking the stats from it, and it was 65% over the phone. So that was a 309% increase, which was huge. I mean, I just tripled my revenue, making that little subtle change. So man, there's little things like that I would, you know, like those quick wins are huge. Like I said, social proof is another one, having those testimonials, case studies. I know a guy named Derek Halpern, pretty well-known digital marketer, has the perfect testimonial, which pretty much outlines, you know, it shows the structure of what a really powerful testimonial looks like. And that's the problem, the solution, and the results. So if you can get some powerful, some powerful testimonials on your website, if you don't have a website, social media, be reeling those off so people can see, wow, this is a customer, you know, or a client that's, you know, that realizes this person does good work, quality work, whatever it may be, and they're more likely to trust you in the end. So it's all about trust and credibility, and testimonials do both of those things. Man, again, with social proof, awards, media mentions, showing bigger companies that you've worked with, even showing that you're a thought leader in your industry, like what you're doing, Daryl, you know, with the podcast, that shows, that adds value to potential clients coming in, and you're a thought leader, you know, in the space here. You can write an ebook, start a blog. I mean, there's so many things that you can show that you're a thought leader in this space, which again, you know, adds that credibility and trust for potential clients coming in. And then the last thing I'll say is, you know, qualified leads, you know, where do you find them? That's the biggest question I get from creative types, whether you're a designer, artist, illustrator, whatever, a musician. Remote.co is a good one. Dribbble, LinkedIn ProFinder. Man, there's a study with LinkedIn a little while back with after 100,000 posts were kind of aggregated between Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and over 80% of the business-to-business leads were generated from LinkedIn. So I think a lot of people can tend to focus on Facebook and Twitter, and you know, I'm maybe a little bit too much at times, and forget that LinkedIn is this giant that's sitting and you know waiting there. And man, I've even recently got some good leads from LinkedIn just from posting what I'm working on. So that's another quick win. I'd be happy to send you guys a link to my latest like checklist here. It's pretty much how to attract, win, and keep clients. I'll just put that in the comments there for you guys. You can. That's a free download. It's helped a lot of designers out. Have gotten a lot of encouraging words from it. It's just kind of a roadmap for you on how to, you know, get those qualified leads along the way.
Well, dude, I really appreciate you coming on. I really appreciate you doing this. I appreciate you just being an awesome sport, man.
No worries. This is great. This is great. Thanks for having me on. And man, congrats on 50. I mean, this is exciting. I'm excited for you. You're providing some serious value for your listeners. And, I've listened in along the way too, and it's just been value packed for sure. So thank you so much.
I appreciate it, man. Well, thanks again. Thanks for just being you, man. And I think that's it for now, but I'm going to let you go. But thanks again, bro. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And I can, for people that are on here, I'll put some of these people in a hat, and I'll give away a free entry on Logo Wave Awards International. So someone can have a free entry, and I can talk further about that in the comments. But yeah, I know you got other people coming on, so I'll get out of here. But thanks again for having me on, man. Appreciate it.
So all those who are you designers that's on, he's going to give away a free entry to Logo Wave. You have the opportunity to get an award and win a cash prize of $1,000. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. You're entered to a chance. That's right. And a trophy, too. So some good swag there for sure.
I appreciate it, Kyle.
All right. Thanks, man. Take care, guys.
For those who don't know Diane Gibbs, I truly appreciate this lady a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. She's the definition of someone that will push you and help you along the way while she's pushing you. And I appreciate her a lot.
I'm like driving a buggy then. Sometimes the buggies have great wheels and sometimes they don't have such great wheels. Sometimes you need a new wheel on your buggy.
That is the truth. That is the truth. So, Diane, the two things that we've kind of been focusing on was, the first thing is relationships.
Okay.
I feel like that's not something that we think about, you know, just in the general public of how important that is to our growth and, you know, just our lives, you know. So just kind of talk about how relationships has benefited you.
Oh, totally. And I feel like, so even how we met, right? You were volunteering at Creative South. You had gotten gifted a ticket and you were generous enough with your time and you gave me some hours and helped me at Creative South. And I always think it's a blessing to be able to do that because you get to meet people that you wouldn't necessarily always meet because you're pushed together with people.
Right.
But it ends up being a great kind of conversation starter. And I think it's, you're not super shy or anything, but for people who are, it can be really, it gives them something to talk about because they have a purpose. So meeting people hasn't ever been an issue for me, but I think having, you know, it's not just about meeting people, it's about building relationships and friendships. And so for me, I feel like it's important to meet new people, but it's also important to maintain the relationships that I have. So that's probably, I do better in the design world. My in-person friends probably are like, yeah, we never see you, Diane. So that's probably something I need to work on.
I mean, that is true. It's like, I forget which one of my guests I was talking to. And it was just like, you have your creative friends and then you've got your friends' friends. And it's like, it's just, it's weird. But I think for the most part, for me personally, I'm experiencing this crossover where my creative friends are becoming my friends' friends.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is, I guess, the best of both worlds.
It is. It's really, I really do feel like my creative friends, but I also feel like we're, you know, we're not supposed to just be in a bubble. I feel like that's how we, as designers, I think it's really important that we continue to go out in the world and do other things. And I'd probably say the last 10 years, I've been really bad at that. Not that I'm good at it now, but it's something I'm thinking about working on. So I guess that kind of gives you a little bit, but I think I feel really blessed that I have so many design friends or friends in the industry. And I feel like, you know, I just try to keep up with them and talk to them, Skype with them. I do Skype lunches. I use Zoom, but Skype, whatever, it's a video chat. And then I try to meet, you know, one person every 2 weeks. I try to just reach out and meet somebody new. Maybe it's somebody who I really like their work, or somebody who's struggling with something and I just want to give them a little encouragement. It just depends kind of where I've seen them. I definitely don't plan it out. Like the girl I'm supposed to meet this week is in New York, and I met her on LinkedIn. And I'm trying to be a little bit more present there because they have some really great search abilities. And so I'm trying to work on utilizing some of the tools that we have so I would like to do editorial illustration. Granted, I have to be illustrating something. But my goal is in the next 2 years to be doing something like that. So if I'm working on that now and I'm starting to build the relationships now with some creative directors or art directors at magazines, then when I'm ready, then the relationship will be built. I'm not going to go tomorrow and be like, hey, will you put me in your magazine? I think it's something that you have to really look at as a time. You're not going to marry somebody you just went on one date with. I mean, I guess some people do, but I'm not like that. And usually most people aren't, right?
Which is true. I mean, I just feel like building that relationship kind of creates, I don't know, this bond and this, it just does so much. And I think one of the aspects that we all kind of, we don't seek it out. Like, we're not very, sometimes it does happen randomly, but for me personally, I was seeking it out, and I was being very intentional about it.
I think you have to be. How have you done it? How have you been intentional about it?
Just saying hello. Sewing in the person first. Trying to be a part of what they're doing. More than trying to get them to do something for me.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's how me and you got closer. That's how me and Mike got closer. You know, just being about celebrating other people. I mean, that's how me and Scotty got closer. So it's just all those different things. Jason, I could keep going on. But yeah, I think sewing into the person first.
I like that. I think that's terrific. And I think it's also being present where you are, you know, where you and I are part of a Bible study that's on Monday nights and you come. I mean, we both have missed some, but we're both present and we come. So it's about consistency, being there. So it's answering somebody's email or answering somebody's or responding to something that they write, or if they post something, or like doing this with you today is a way that we get to hang out.
Right.
I mean, you know, so I feel like, I mean, you could go all out and then you have, you kind of lose maybe all your time because you're just reaching out. But I think you have to do it in moderation, I guess. my dad would laugh because that's his thing. He loves saying moderation in all things. But I think you really do. That's why I try to connect with somebody who I've already connected with once during the week. And then in a 2-week period, I try to reach out to somebody new. Because I'm also doing a podcast, so I'm talking to new people all the time. Right. And sometimes I'm just talking to people, not necessarily to be on the podcast, just talking to them. And then I'm able to follow them, and I'm more invested in what they're doing because I want to see them succeed. Right. And I think you're a lot like that also.
That is the truth. Like, I get joy when people that I know are doing something and they're experiencing something. Like a friend of mine, he's probably up next. He's now working for Simplecast, which is the host company for my podcast. And a few others, Creative South. I'm not sure who you host with.
SoundCloud.
So he got hired to be a part of the Simplecast, and I felt like I was the one that got hired. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
I was excited for him. So,
yeah, well, Diane, that's awesome.
What are some practical things that people can do after getting off this live stream?
So I would say if you want to build relationships, I would say one of the easiest ways, and I can't see the feed because I can't do both. I'm totally basing it off of what you're saying. So if anybody has a question or a comment, I guess you can read it to me.
Yeah.
I would say just reach out to somebody because we're all just people. And, you know, they might be busy this week, but maybe you could schedule something in a month, you know. And I would just say, reach out. You know, there's so many people that I connect with, but I don't necessarily reach out to. So there was this one guy who I had accepted a friend request, or he accepted my friend request, and then he messaged me, which is, you know, normally you say, oh, now you and so-and-so are now connected on Facebook Messenger or whatever. Or LinkedIn. And it's like he took the extra time to say, hey, I just wanted to say hey, or whatever. And it started a conversation. And I think sometimes it's just as easy as that. And if you want to kind of grow your so it's not just about me growing. It's also about all the people. If the more people I know, the more people I can help, right? Because I'll figure out that so-and-so needs something that Jody can do. And so then I connect Jody and so-and-so. And so I feel like I really like reaching out and meeting people. I'm not always trying to do anything with that or use them for anything. I mean, I get a lot out of our conversations, to be honest. Whenever I talk to anybody, there's something I'm always learning. Because I think we all learn at different speeds, you know, and at different things. And sometimes you just need somebody else to tell you their story to be able to be like, oh, yeah, that's kind of like me. And like yesterday I interviewed Lisa Glanz, who's on the Honest Designers podcast, and she's a great illustrator in South Africa. And I was there. I was interviewing her. And then my friend Kim was there in the audience, and she heard something that I know I heard it, but it didn't reach me because that wasn't where I was. And so Kim was like, oh yeah, you know, this, when she said that, and I was thinking, man, I didn't even remember she said that, but I'm sure she did say it. It hit her where she needed to hear it. And there were other things that hit me where I needed to hear it. And so I think it's just really cool how we work and grow, and how our bodies work and our brains work. And I just think God's pretty amazing that he put all of that together, because it's really messy. You know?
Right?
That's one way I couldn't keep it all together, for sure.
That's one way of putting it. Well, Diane, I don't want to keep you too long, but I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks again for all that you do. You are like the creative community, one of the top cheerleaders for the creative community. And I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for all you do, Daryl. I am so glad I get to see you at Creative South. And I'm very excited that you're doing this, your 50th episode. I was like, I hope you're taking today off. I'm glad. At least a half a day, right? So I'm really excited for you and excited to hear some other people that are coming on. So I hope nobody else has the technical issues that I had. So I'm really sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. Like, we're all just in this learning together. And it's, and I appreciate you, Diane.
I appreciate you. And I can't wait to see you. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Same here. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
About it this way, a lot of the work that we do as creatives can be done, to be really honest, it can be done by thousands of people. And so, you know, if I can't do a job for timing or something like that, then I need to have relationships in place where I can hand that off to somebody. And you know, if you're not building that kind of network, then it's just a matter of time before you get into trouble. And so, it's not just about handing off jobs, you know, it's also having somebody in your corner that can give you really raw feedback about the work that you're doing. So, you know, Jeremy Slagle, who I talk about a lot because he's a 20-year friend of mine, and you know, we kind of laugh about the fact that we're the fiercest of competition, but yet I take a bullet for that guy. And, on a lighter note, I can hand Jeremy a piece of work and say, tell me what's good, bad, or ugly about this. I know that I'm going to get a very honest answer from him. So it's not just about handing off the work. Sometimes it's just about day-to-day feedback on something that you have on the cooker. A couple things come to mind that are really recent for me, but I think they're pretty timeless as far as, you know, one is at least, and that is, the first one is, just based on some recent work that I've done, the client was called Sweet Carrot, and you guys can see it online if you go to my Instagram feed or if you go to Sweet Carrot's feed too. But the work was about, the concept for the work was about telling a story, and the story was about the what if, or the idea was, what if you go into a rabbit hole? Or you're standing down inside the, you know, under the ground and looking at other rabbit holes, kind of like a ant farm view. And that was the big idea. And so within that idea, I was able to tell a whole bunch of stories inside that one story. So multiple rabbit holes as you look around, and in each rabbit hole was a unique and different story. And the work really resounded with people, at least from everything I've heard so far. And again, it was a reminder that whatever the work is that we're doing, whether it's a logo or a site or whatever the creative communications we're trying to achieve, sometimes we get so buttoned up in this behavior that says, it feels very formal, like, you know, what is the communication objective? And that's completely valid. I'm not saying that's wrong. But there's I think a more human way to say it is just tell me a story. The challenge is, of course, is that's hard. And having an idea behind that story is even harder. So that's one thing. And then a second thing that Forefathers Group has talked about recently, and I still have to take some serious action on, but it's on my to-do list for still this first quarter, if not in the second quarter. And that's simply this: own your URL as your primary channel for communicating you and your brand. And what I mean is, and this is part of what Forefathers are talking about is, and this is just my version of it, is the social channels like Instagram, Twitter, all that, you really don't have a lot of control over that. You're getting a free service, and there's a price for free. And, nothing is free. So when you look at Instagram and what's going on with the algorithm, and you look at what's going on with the ad structures that are just seem like, you know, my gosh, every four or five posts is another ad or recommendation or whatever thing I don't want to look at. You can't control that, but you can control your URL, your whatever.com. But I see people out there, you know, running old blogger platforms, can't control that for their site. I'm using Squarespace and I love Squarespace, but I still have that urge to just do a custom coded site because that's completely in my control. And so, yeah, I'm kind of a control freak sometimes, but it's and that's a big part of it. But when I say control, I mean you get to customize your story the way you want it, anytime you want it. And with that, all roads come back to that site. So I'm not saying that social channels are wrong, because I certainly, you know, beat the heck out of Instagram, a little bit of Twitter. But in recent months, I quit Dribbble. I'm questioning my use of Twitter, but I'll probably keep it because, again, those things, I want to see those channels as a means to point back to that main URL, the mothership, if you will, the URL that I can own, which is Mengus.design. So that's a big challenge, because I think it's real easy for us. There's a reason why IG is so popular. You know, it's easy to click and go on that thing and click and scroll and all that. It's a lot more work to say, all right, you know what, I'm going to start laying down chunks of time, blocking time, and getting pieces and parts done towards that end, which is defining my URL in a better way, a more clear way. Which is a third thing that I'll say, and then I'll shut up for a minute. And this is something I'm really challenged by lately, because it put me in a hot, really bad hot spot the last few weeks. And that is, in terms of planning, something that I'm trying to get in a better habit of is the simplest thing. And it's just blocking time to do the work, but not just blocking time, but padding the time that I block. So simply put, if I say that task is going to take 4 hours, just give it six and commit to that six and leave that time clear, turn off distractions. So those are three things that are pretty hot topics for me lately, I guess.
As I said, like, a part of this is for me to just kind of love on the people that I really appreciate through this whole process. And you're one of those, man. Like, we don't talk as much as I would like, or I know as we would like, but like, dude, like, your wisdom is always well appreciated. Always doing your thing, and I really appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, I got to say it again, because we talked about it on the podcast. We wouldn't know each other if you hadn't just been a good dude at Creative South this time last year and, you know, just walked a Sharpie across the way to keep us moving on that Bentley. Man, that was really sweet.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even think about it. It was just like, oh, we're looking for we need a Sharpie. It was like, it's funny. We're at a creative conference. I got like dozens of Sharpies in my backpack that I had with me that night.
So for anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, this time last year, we're at Creative South. Mike Jones figured out some deal, local detailing shop, brought in a Bentley. I think it was an 06 Bentley, I forget. But anyways, a Bentley sports car. And we had two teams on either side of this Bentley, and we were inking this thing up, like live drawing on the car for an hour, I think it was, or something like that. And so, we're, you know, there's a lot of pressure because it's a competition, and there's music playing and smoke and people yelling, and just it was fun. It was crazy. And at one point, you know, pens are pens. They're fallible, and you know, they break or they run out or whatever. And I just needed a particular pen. Don't remember why. And Daryl, this guy I didn't even know, just like sees the need and just walks this pen over at like the most critical moment for me. Not that we're saving lives here, you know, but you know, it's its own little pressure cooker, you know. So Daryl walks his pen over, and I'm like, this is the nicest guy right now. Just, you know, just serving a need that is, again, in my little moment of time in my little universe was important. So anyway, we lost, by the way, but your help was really appreciated.
Yeah, it was fun, man. It was fun. I can, as I said, as we were talking about this, no, I figure most of the people that are on right now know about Creative South, but when this goes out, there will be people that will be listening that doesn't know about Creative South.
Right.
For me, the best conference, as of right now, the best conference.
Yep. I agree.
The atmosphere, the atmosphere is epic. The atmosphere is epic.
Yeah, it's if anybody's considering or not sure what it is, it's just a super laid back Southern style creative conference. You know, I'm going to say this because, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I heard something the other day. Somebody said, somebody that I know, I don't like to gossip, so I'm not going to name names, but somebody in the creative industry said, I don't go to that because it's Christian South. And I was like, you know, I know I'm unpacking a bag of worms right now, or a can of worms or whatever. But let me just say this about that. I think Mike Jones is one of those kind of dudes who really knows how to walk the walk. And when I say that, I mean he knows how to invite everybody to the table. And in that process, yes, there are people that are Jesus followers that come to the conference and they speak their mind, just like folks who don't want anything to do with those, you know, freaky Jesus followers. So in that atmosphere that Mike creates, you know, when he talks about come as friends, leave as family, in that atmosphere, there's just a safe, healthy, is probably the best word for it, atmosphere of fellowship, friendship, people just hanging out, just, you know, having conversations. You know, Jason just said something, I'm going to quote it because it's perfect. You know, Jason said it's a design conference that happens to be run by a Christian, not a Christian design conference. I think that's a great way to put it. So I'll just stop there. Thank you, Jason.
Facts. Drop the mic.
Exactly. Anyway, outside of that, it's man, yeah, look at the roster. Look at the roster for Creative South the last, what, 7, 8 years. It's fantastic. So, and I mean across the board.
It's amazing. Well, Dylan, thanks again for coming on, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for being a part of the celebration. Thanks for like joining me on this journey since I've started just getting to know you. I appreciate everything you do, man.
You too. Thanks for doing this. It's been fun as usual. I'll see you in Georgia.
For sure.
Okay. All right, cool. Thanks.
All right, man.
See ya.
I want to say thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at DP Creates on Instagram or Twitter. And please leave me a review on iTunes because that helps the podcast to grow. Thanks again. Be blessed.